Now we are going to start the weekly discussion scheduled on Tuesday for 1 hour time. And we have assigned topic already, traditional one. Before going to that book, I'd like to invite if there are any circumstantial, occasional, pragmatic issues worth discussing. Can take few minutes.
In a previous interview, I reported on my understanding of Sampajanya, which was very close to everyday life, work task minus the craving and aversion, and with a more floating level of attention. Then I reported on those little thought forms, and Venerable Chandaratana advised that I should observe those little thought forms in greater detail. That I could understand, but then Venerable Chandaratana said that that was actually a form of Sampajanya as well, and that bit I do not understand.
Yeah, I mean, any diversification of the traditional sati going on the assigned track help may or may not be helpful for Sampajanya to understand the diversification of mindfulness. From the mainstream, it takes a lot of different branches. Sometimes they are indicating your character traits, that you are with that kind of a character, you're always going for that kind of inclination, sometimes circumstantial. And how do you cater them? How do you deal with them? And they are, first thing happening is repulsion. Discouragement, self-curse. What the hell, that the cart is going off the road. The horses or whatever may be. So under such circumstances, how do you manage the cart not to get toppled? So that is Sampajanya, that is not sati. It is element of wisdom is there. And that wisdom is circumstantial. And we are all potentially, or possibility-wise, we are equally endowed with that knowledge. We are never employing them. We think it is a matter of poor people. It's a matter of disabled people. I must have the track directly, just like a railway on the rail, rail on the railway. Well, it also can topple. So likewise, when it is happening, that you are facing the life. So just like I mentioned in the single medium, this is called human error. And you are ready. And you know you have complete equipment. You are fully equipped laboratory. Everything is there. You have to employ them. To employ, Sampajanya has to come. Not the sati. Sati is making the stage and Sampajanya start performance. Sati makes the peace of the land. Country, Sampajanya make the progress, economic progress, proliferation, everything. So without the peace of the land, the country, these things never happen. In Sri Lanka, even the peace happen, it will not happen. It's a special case. After the war, that it was so peaceful, but still the country is falling down. I mean, we are not falling down. We are ever prolific. We are growing. But the country, according to the economic criterion and social and political, we are collapsing. They are nonsense. So therefore, anything, diversification, it indicates your tree is now mature, it is flowering, it is branching, it is fruits there. It never happened till the tree grow. If the girl, once she come up to the certain age only, attending happen. Then onward, chemical body is completely different. And they are not listening to the parents. And they have their own the frills and thrills. Boys also the same. So parents are not happy. Specifically for the Sri Lankan situation, the family situation, girls are very restricted, but now it is weaker. So for the boys, it is less. So therefore, that is called Sampajanya. It depends. It depends the way you interpret it. And how do you tackle it? If you are wise, you are Sampajanya. If you are getting everything messed up and lose even your simple mindfulness, that cannot be labeled as sampajanya.
So, do I understand correctly that sampajanya is a more active mind state, whilst the
more diversified,
is more diversified,
more diversified, and more branching out, more sexually, you become attained of to your age, and then you don't know that everything is frills and titillation, kui. Okay, now we are going to go to the traditional presentation and the discussion.
අසරයි ස්වාමීන් වහන්ස, last time we finished Samaya Sutta, and today we have a new Sutta.
New one.
New Sutta. This is in the Devata Sangyutta, in Sangyutta Nikaya, Connected Discourses of the Buddha. And the Sutta name is called Sakalika Sutta.
Sakalika
Sutta. So I'll read the Pali text, and I invite Venerable Dhammalankara to read the Sinhala translation, and Venerable Dhammosada to read the English translation. So the Pali text is like this. Evam mesutang ekang samayam bhagava rajagahe viharati madda kuchismin migadaye. Tenakopana samayena bhagavato padu sakalikaya kato hoti. Busa sudang bhagavato vedana vattanti saririka vedana dukha tibba khara katuka asata amanapa. තා සුදං භගවා සතෝ සම්පජානෝ අදිවාසේති අවිහඤ්ඤමානෝ.
අවසරයි ස්වාමීන් වහන්ස, සකලික සූත්‍රය මා විසින් මෙසේ අසන ලදී. එක් කලෙක භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්සේ රජගහ නුවර සමීපෙහි මද්ද කුච්චි නම් මුවවෙනෙහි වැඩවසන සේක. එකල්හි භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්සේගේ පාදය ගල්පතුරකින් පහළේ වේ. භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්සේට දුක් වූ, දැඩි වූ, රළු වූ, තීනු වූ, නොමිහිරි වූ, අමනාප වූ, බලවත් ශාරීරික වේදනාවෝ පවතිත්. භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්සේ සිහි ඇතිව, මනා නුවණ ඇතිව, නොපෙළෙමින් ඒ වේදනාවන් ඉවසන සේක.
So I want to say the English translation for this sutta by Bhikkhu Bodhi is the stone splinter. Thus have I heard on one occasion the Blessed One was dwelling at Rajagaha in the Maddakuchi deer park. Now on that occasion the Blessed One's foot had been cut by a stone splinter. Severe pains assailed the Blessed One. Bodily feelings that were painful, racking, sharp, piercing, harrowing, disagreeable. But the Blessed One endured them, mindful and clearly comprehending, without becoming distressed. Then the Blessed One had his outer robe folded in four, and he lay down on his right side in the lion's posture, with one leg overlapping the other, mindful and clearly comprehending.
අතකෝ භගවා චතුක්ගුණං සංඝාඨින් පඤ්ඤාපෙත්වා දක්ඛිනේන පස්සේන සීහසෙයං කප්පේති පාදේ පාදං අච්ඡාදාය සතෝ සම්පජානෝ. අතකෝ සත්තසතා සතුල්ලපකායිකා දේවතායෝ අභික්ඛන්තාය රත්තියා අභික්ඛන්තවන්නා කේවල කප්පං මද්දකුච්චින් හෝභාසෙත්වා හේන භගවා තේනුප සංකමින්සු උපසංකමිත්වා භගවන්තං අභිවාදෙත්වා ඒකමන්තං අට්ඨංසු ඒකමන්තං තිථාකෝ ඒකා දේවතා භගවතෝ සන්තිකේ ඉමං උදානං උදානේසි නාගෝ වතභෝ සමනෝ ගෝතමෝ නාගවතා ච පනුප්පන්නා සාරීරිකා වේදනා දුක්ඛා තිබ්බා කරා කටුකා අසාතා අමනාපා සතෝ සම්පජානෝ අදිවාසේති අවිහඤ්ඤමානෝති.
එකල්හි භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්සේ සඟල සිවුර සිවුගුණු කොට පනවා දකුණු පයෙහි වම් පය මදක් මෑත් කොට තබා දකුණු පසින් සිංහ ශෙයියාව කරනසේක. ඉක්බිති මනා චවිවරණ ඇති 500ක් සතුල්ලප කායික දේවතාවෝ රෑපෙරයම ඉක්ම ගිය කල්හි මුළු මද්දකුච්චිය බබුලුවා භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්සේ වෙත එළඹියාහුය. එළඹ භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්සේ වැඳ එකත් පසක සිටියහ. එකත් පසක සිටි එක් දෙවියෙක් භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්සේ සමීපෙහි මේ ප්‍රීතිවාක්‍ය පහළ කළේය. භවත්නි, ශ්‍රවණ ගෞතම තෙමේ ඒකාන්තයෙන් නාගයෙකි. දුක් වූ, දැඩි වූ, කැකුළු වූ, කටුක වූ, නොමිහිරි වූ, අමනාප වූ, උපන් ශාරීරික වේදනාවන් නාග බැවින්ම සිහි ඇතිව, මනා නුවණ ඇතිව නොපෙළෙමින් ඉවසයි.
Then, when the night had advanced, 700 devatas belonging to the Satullapa host of Stunning Beauty, illuminating the entire Maddakuchi deer park, approached the Blessed One. Having approached, they paid homage to the Blessed One and stood to one side. Then one Devata, standing to one side, uttered this inspired utterance in the presence of the Blessed One. The ascetic Gotama is indeed a Naga, sir. And when bodily feelings have arisen that are painful, racking, sharp, piercing, harrowing, disagreeable, through his Naga-like manner, he endures them, mindful and clearly comprehending, without becoming distressed.
Atako apara devata bhagavato santike imang udanam ad udanesi.
Abhi meke will do it. This is a kind of a thing, something not normal. The Buddha's leg was wounded by a splint.
Devadatta's
rock.
Devadatta.
That is the aesthetic part is that his brother-in-law, while he was walking there, throw a big stone just to kill him. But the rock never fallen down. Halfway there was another rock and it went there and stopped it. But when it hitting, some splint went there. One went it and cut the leg. And Devadatta's effort was not successful, but he's fairly wounded. And bruise happened. And then the Buddha was lying down, just with the composure, and not making any complaint. The commentator says the Buddha himself had that kind of a 12 diseases, dis-ease. We think that we have done enough merit, there should not have any accident for us because we are lucky people, we are meritorious people. But even the Buddha, it happened. So therefore, many things, the Buddha has a healing power. And why, if it is so, Buddha can't heal himself? Why things are happening? No. Well, he just wait the Jivaka, the royal physician to come and treat it. And that is a normal. It's a human error. Can happen. So when that happened, how the Buddha was, how composed, his composure, and he was bearing it up. And then that was the reason for the devatas or celestial beings to come and see, even such a higher being. But no one knows he was Buddha. Devadatta also will not try if he knew the powers of Buddha. And we know Buddha by mystic powers. Many people are believing Buddha just like God, having mystic power, mystical power. But this is completely against. Buddha is a human. And the splint came, and the bruise happened. When the commentators are so sharp to say no bleeding happened. Because they have, in the early place, they say Buddha's, no one can make Buddha bleeding. It's a kind of a power. So it stop at the bruise, not bleeding, not a part worn out. I mean, that is, they say that is a special powers of the Buddha. But the thing, when thing happened, he was just human. He was lying down and just not complaining. Be there, and that is what you call sati sampajanya. That is called clear comprehension. That's he says, he would have mentioned to the king and he would have done big how and arrested the Devadatta and it's what a bad thing to do this kind of a thing like. No. That is not the way of the Buddha. Buddha is with the full composure. He is just be. So that is a kind of a thing we have. Not only the Buddha, but our doctors and the medical department, they don't like it. They wanted to rush to the hospital and give an antibiotics and do third-party anesthesia and local operation. Bloody fools. They don't know our body is completely a laboratory. Body has its own powers. We need help. Sometimes oxygen, sometimes glucose, sometimes artificial respiration. I mean, that is okay. But whenever accident happened, that according to the Western society, you have to go to accident ward. It must be reported. Before going into the ward, you have to go to the police and report it. What nonsense. And Buddha had all the powers. He never. He was just lying down. And Devata, no human can observe it. No human can appreciate it because humans are so narrow-minded. But the Devata, they are Satulupa Kaika, very happy beings. And this is what the thing. And they know this Buddha. No one knows how to recognize. So the present day devotees, they can't comprehend how such a thing happened to Buddha. Our Buddha is such a powerful person. Our Buddha is some meritorious, so much of magical powers. You see? So that is how, when you are associating very advanced teachers, yogis, they are just simple. They never use, other people are using black magics and wizards and all the magical. Why? He don't like. He says, my body will take care. Why should I worry? I mean, we have to help. Give facilities to the body. That is a separate issue. So therefore, this is in Burma. This will explain. The Buddha had a stomach ache, headache, and purging, diarrhea. And this one, for 12 diseases. So how can we say the Buddha is a medicine giver? I mean, he may be, but he himself is subjected to that kind of a thing. So therefore, whenever we become ordained, we become forest dwelling, we do meritorious, we think the adverse thing should not come to us because we are a special clan. And so much so, when such a thing happens, they lose common sense. They can't bear up with the simple anxiety. They can't bear up with the depression. It is not done. There are 55 Buddhist psychiatric university batch is there. I had 1 hour discussion. I have no any psychiatric or psychological understanding. I am just a bumpkin monk. And I ask, how much of you have anxiety and depression? 12, 13, 14. They are university candidates going for a special degree, and the senior monk also there. And this is, I thought that when we were in university, we were so happy. Now you have depression. And you are now going to consult others or counsel others for the depression and the anxiety. I asked them to sing songs. We never expected singing song in the Nisanone. We thought of sitting 1 hour and we were worrying, how can I sit 1 hour? But when you come, you are like our grandfather. And you start singing. I never expected you to sing. Then I play 2 songs in our Satyapasala. We have more than 20. And then one girl started singing. Then I told, do you feel depressed now? Do you feel anxiety? What the hell you are going to do with the people anxiety? And one girl told, I also have a depression due to the relationship problem. But Bhante, you says, be happy here and now. But still I can do it. Then I could go and teach only that. Don't open the book. They are talking nonsense. Even the Buddha fallen sick. I mean, accidents. Why not? We are also in the same boat. And we can't say Buddha is in our same boat because we think Buddha is above the clouds. No. That's how people paint God. But read Jesus Christ. How much he has gone to the carpenters, fishermen, and the cowboys, always with them, carrying nothing. And the Mary Magdalene was so worried. He never go for luxuries. And people accuse Mary Magdalene as the prostitute. She's the one. I mean, it may be aesthetically writing. She is the one when they started washing the legs with the scents and rubbing it with her hair. And people ask, what the hell that Buddha made? Jesus is allowing her to touch his feet and kind of thing. I mean, he was giving a sermon under the table. She was coming and doing all the kind of cleaning. Because he was such a person, always going to that suffering people. He is not in the standing on ceremonies and the red carpets. I mean, he can do. But the king was not happy. Killed him. And if you read Nabi Nayaka, the Nabi, the leader in the Muslim, he also a businessman, married to a very elderly woman, rich and wise. And he all of a sudden became wise, rich, got a child also at the 80s. This is the way. And that we have separated, that the celestial being, they are noble people. They are above clouds. We are sinners. We are no bridge. It is happening, if at all, in the next year, next life, not the next life. Even in the Buddhism, that is the way it is being taught when we are going to the Sunday schools. That's what we are taught in the Buddhism as a class. And that's what the monks' university is also teaching. And this team also coming from the monks' university. If you wish, you can come and join them at 1 o'clock. I don't know what I'm going to do with them. I told that, be prepared. I am ready. Then they were told, before going, please play some mindful games. Then I told, when you are playing mindful games, you can't say you are meditating. You are in a hilarious, throwing out and happy. But you are a young age in the prime time. What the hell? This anxiety and depression. And you are going to give counseling for others. What a disqualifier. I am fully qualified for that. Well, I am a jolly good man all the ways. So the Buddha, even after the leg damage, so therefore consider it as a human error. We are human beings. Things can happen. After something happens, don't think about the history and the case, what happened, but just cater it for. Let the body knowledge, let the body knowledge to do the rest. Don't let the doctor to come closer to you. These buggers are mercenaries. And when I got the tick bite in my eye, of course I went to the doctor like a slave. And they did a marvelous job. Yes, I thank him. And he was also very happy because it was so effective. And now the swollen part gone, back at field. So likewise, before going to the other devatas, if you have any comments, we can go for a discussion. If you have any kind of related experiences or some experiences you avoided due to your idiotness, telling that I am a meditator, how can that come happen? I mean, it can happen. We can just share.
Master Asana, so just to start, so this actually, as Bhante mentioned, that this is not the only place that Buddha has shown his kind of human qualities. That another occasion, I just remembered that he was severely ill, and Venerable Mahachunda is approaching him. And then he invited Venerable Mahachunda to read the Bojjhangas, talking about
Bojjhangam Paritta.
Yeah, Bojjhanga Paritta.
Healing type.
Yeah. So once hearing that, when his own disciple is reciting it, then Buddha got healed.
Yeah.
So likewise, so these things actually, I feel that connecting Buddha to that level makes us very sort of connected with him and we
human.
Yeah. And again, rather than putting him I mean, we know that he's an Acharya Manusa and he's really a sublime person, Mahapurisa. But at the same time, he didn't want to show his sort of miracles, magics or anything, but rather he liked to be well-grounded. And even, as Lugusansa mentioned, now even he has the capacity to show certain marvelous things. He still was well-grounded, actually, in one occasion.
He just go to the OPD with the other patients and sit on the queue and get the thing done.
Yeah, that
instead of going to the specialist and asking a favor. What a nice way.
Yeah. So that in another occasion that he and the Sangha want to cross a river.
Yeah.
And one guy was there and he used the magical powers and from another faith that he's a kind of ascetic.
He crossed the river.
He crossed the river magically. Then the others...
Walking above water.
Yeah. So then others ask from the Buddha, so Bhante, why
don't you do
it?
Disciple is asking, Bhante, why we are waiting? Why? You have all the powers, please make me also, take me also, go to the other. Buddha was silently waiting.
These kinds of things actually give us a very
And then the boatman came back. He was on the way away, came back and then asked, how much you take it to the other side? Half dollar or something like that, half a massacre. But Buddha never be charged and he will be taken free. Then he told all the magics only worth half a dollar. That's what he was waiting for the boatman to come. Ask him, boatman, how much you take to the... So just be patient. And that's all magics for half a dollar at the massacre. So that is marvelous. That magic is much, much living in today, but it is hidden. Only in vipassana, only in mindfulness, those are open. Otherwise, they are in the book, but never discussed because it appears like a disgraceful for Buddha, disgraceful for Dhamma, disgraceful for Sangha, because everything must be magical. It must be happening in a superstitious way. So that is how religion means superstitious. That's why Karl Marx told, it is like a marijuana. Or hashish. People expect something magical. So that's the way. But very difficult to narrow down the Buddhism into a magic. Even the many Buddhists are telling like that. So I don't know. I was also born like that and brought up like that. Up to the age 25, 26, I did all the naughty thing also. But Venerable Dhammika, some or the other, remove that worn out skin. Then I told that now you can be mindful and you can be a new person. You can be open for anything. I respect him. Because otherwise, I by my own knowledge or by any other's effort, I wouldn't have reconsidered that situation. And then onward, the life is different. I got a new license. And daily, I'm beginner. Always beginner. Anything can happen. And I know the answer is within. I may cry a little. I may jump up and down for a while. But later, the body will adopt. And I have enough space. I have enough time. I have enough patience. Why not? Let the others do what the hell. But the body knowledge, the recovery by itself, is happening. We are evolved up to that level. Why worry? We have enough merits. We have enough time. We have enough space. In Burma, it says if you are patient, you are at Nibbana. If you are rushing, you are at technology and science and infrastructure and other skills and all nonsense. So much of involvement. Like a marriage. Well, let the thing happen as it is. So it's beautiful. Painfully little slow.
Avasarai Swaminansa, I can't really remember the sutra, but there were two monks groups fighting each other, and when the Buddha left the place, Buddha was telling them to not to fight and be in calm state and be peaceful, but they didn't listen to Buddha. And the third time when the monks are fighting each other, so Buddha take the decision to leave the place. And when he leaving the place, he was going to one of the forests to stay. And while going there, he's going through one of the places where there were three monks were meditating. So when the Buddha himself trying to go and meet them, who was guarding the place, kind of like a
gardener.
So he he didn't let Buddha go inside, and he was saying to Buddha, no, you can't go inside because there are three monks
inside.
Very serious
monks are there. Yeah. Very serious.
So it means that the Buddha wasn't looked like a superhuman or something like that. He was just kind of the same as other, looks the same as
lower
other.
Lower than the internal monks. He's not allowed.
So when one of those monks seen it, and they have come across and tell this man that, oh, this is our teacher, this is our prophet, please let him in. And so this is my point about your sermon.
So many people are doing merits today to meet the next Buddha. How to recognize? Well, who the hell? We are also sometimes Buddha, sometimes a dog. Dog has the Buddha nature. And whenever we become Buddha, if you recognize it, Buddha is within. That is what the Panditha Sayadaw, Mahasi Sayadaw says, all the Buddha shrine is within your heart. As far as you are mindful, heart is like a shrine. And don't go to Anuradhapura, Polonnaruwa, India, waiting to the next Buddha. See the Buddha, yes, occasionally it appeared, that appearing thing. So that is the way we have to respect ourselves, and amidst of all the human errors. So don't expect superheroes or utopia or Superman. So present day all the technology is on the Superman, on the avatar projects. So all the things are becoming nonsense. All the science proving itself very childish, very, very the superficial, superstitious. But our human nature, our potential, our possibility, unbroken. It's always intact. So, if you are not using, no harm. But if you are to use, you have to only catalyze the human quality. There's nothing what you call to add something or expect something, to get some advice from something. Because other advisors are in the same boat. Who the hell can have? I mean, we can discuss. It's a separate issue. No one is superior. In mindfulness, we call beginner's mind. We are all as beginners. If someone is assuming, he's disqualified. If I assume, I become disqualified because I cannot be mindful. Unassuming nature is the mindfulness or choiceless to be aware. So that we can share. That we can shout. That we can interpret. Okay.
Sri Bante.
Yes.
Vimal Dasanayake has raised his hand, indicating the talk.
Vimal.
I will allow him to talk.
Yes.
Sri Bante. Actually, it's a nice explanation. The main thing is to not to worry under any circumstances. That is what I got from the discussion. Actually, I want to elaborate one point. In the UN 17's goals, they have declared number one goal is the no poverty. I mean, I heard that Buddha's statement, santutti is paraman dhanam. That means the happiness is the ultimate wealth kind of thing. That emphasized that today discussions, even, hurt to his body, how he stays calm and, not worrying condition. That is the statement I want to share. Thank you much merit for the opportunity.
Yeah, main thing is not to worry. Just be a scout. A scout means ever ready. You must be prepared. That preparedness is inherent thing. It's a birthright. But education make you disqualified. Education make you how to worry. More than this thing, and health, ministry, everything is make you paralyzed. Never allow you to declare that I am the doctor, I am the patient, I am the medicine. That is a very short circle, not a very long one, going to the doctor and into the specialist and get to the OPD and then get a ticket and go to the theater and get the operation and B, go to the ward in the intensive care unit and then to the ER and then go home and they sick. All nonsense in the forest life. And that has happened to the Buddha. Because we have the potential, our education made our very inferior. looking for outsource, asking others to do it. So you become a slave. And ultimately you have depression. And you have anxiety. You have hysteria and trauma, schizophrenia, bipolar. Bloody nonsense. These are giving only names. All the top class people who are giving names, they have all the range. They are also in the same range. So, what is the qualification? Only pharmaceutical industry. Nothing. Not for the well-being of the human being. They have no concern about the well-being. They are exploiting our fear, exploiting our tension. So they are very happy when we become tense and depressed. So they are capitalizing it. With we being Buddha disciples, Buddha sons and daughters, as far as the mindfulness is there, why not? I mean, the mindfulness accept everything. Accept doctors also. But a very, very poor clan. Doctors, utterly suffering. Lawyers and the monks, utterly suffering because they are taking the contract about others' well-being. They have forgotten their main task. But I am also a monk. I know. But I try myself to be on the earth all the time, as much as possible. So I like this discussion. Singapore?
Avasarai Swami Bansa. I just have one question. Could you share your wisdom on the Dharma therapy that happens? I think it's very much linked to the Sati Sampojangas, but I still don't really quite understand how Dharma therapy, like what Mahasi said, he has two books on Dharma therapy, and he said that even people with cancer, chronic diseases, painful, broken limbs, and those kind of childhood oddities can be cured by Dharma therapy. Could you explain the wisdom behind that? Thank you, Bhante.
Dharma therapy is an inferior term. Yeah, Dharma work in the therapy as well as in preventative way. Dharma therapy, by giving the emphasis on the therapy, it camouflaged, it shadowed the preventative part. Buddha was always going to the preventative, but the religious masters always show therapy. Mindfulness-based stress reduction. Mindfulness-based this and that. That is to be a healthy life and have sex. Not for the Nibbana. So therefore, you have to have the prevention is better than cure. So in mindfulness, when you are there, you are the doctor. You understand what is happening. And the mindfulness is the medicine. You are the patient. Go to the forest, no harm. You have nothing to worry about the operation theaters and the pharmaceutical and disinfection and the glucose and oxygen. All nonsense. They are asking for trouble, waiting for disease to happen. But when you are creeping to the forest, you are going to deal with serpents, monkeys, wild animals. They also have the same problem. So therefore, mindfulness working in two ways. At the beginning, it is working at the therapeutic way. And once it comes up to a certain level, only you can understand how much mindfulness is helping your well-being and therapeutic. And then you are given an endowment, a chance, you can use it at a preventative instead of doing and correcting not to do. The main thing is first do no harm. That's what the medical science. All the people have to get that oath. Socrates or Hippocrates, I don't know. Medical science, who is the leader? Hippocrates. First thing is, first do no harm. So, sabba papa sakarana, that is what the Buddha says. That is not about prevention, cure, therapy. It's about the prevention. You have to understand all living beings we are sharing the same nature, same earth. Don't do harm. If at all happening, do it in the least way. When you are breathing, doing breathing exercise, you even use oxygen little. Not like running, not like walking. And that also will disappear. That's air consumption. Water, solid, only two meals. And verbally, you shut your mouth up. Physically, walking or just sitting. So that's the way we try, a little artificial. Try not to do, not to consume. So that is the way it, then only in long term, it says the preventative. So our Nukwamthru used to say, at the beginning when you are finding it very difficult to be mindful in brushing teeth and eating, and you see, hell of a task. But after a certain while, certain level you come, when you go to a circle, they also naturally become mindful because of your good vibration. They understand. This person is a respectful person. If you wish them to him to come again and again, please be silent. Don't do this kind of thing. If it is so, he will not come. So ultimately, it becomes contagious. You feel under such circumstances with that people, other people also naturally calm down. So that is the way it is going to the comprehension. That is when it goes to the preventative, from the therapeutic to preventative. And that part is now, about 4 or 5 years ago, came into literature. It came like a emotional intelligence. It came like emotional literacy. I can understand with what mentality you are talking now. Why the others are not talking. And what is the topic? I have that. It's my endowment. And it is, earlier we never employed it. But after the World Trade Center attack, they thought that if someone wish kill 15,000 people at one shot, what kind of a thought moment? If he or other person knew this is the way it is developing, then can be stopped. But when the plane come and crash, very difficult to stop. So therefore they started the symposium, and they came out with this idea, emotional intelligence. Today education is eroded. They don't have emotional intelligence. Teachers are teaching for money. Money! Nothing. But the Buddha never taught, no any transaction. He was just sharing. And he is using his own body, his own example, mistakes, everything as an example. In that sense, even Jesus Christ did it. He was not following all the tax collectors and all the kind of thing. He was just talking with the people. I came to rescue this herd of sheep. And that is the way mindfulness is, after a while, become bifurcated. Therapy and prevention. And our mission in Sri Lanka, Mindful School, is to introduce this thing to UN. Because UN 17 Sustainable Development Goals, mindfulness has never defined, but same thing is talking. So we just wanted to say, this is why mindfulness, now it is widespread. We in Sri Lanka, we have done it for all the school children and medical science and jurisdiction. So we have certain amount of experience. Why don't you introduce the term mindfulness? And that also, in the West, it's completely business Buddhism, completely therapeutic. But we can have hope, I mean, no restriction for the prevention. Prevention is better than cure. And it is individual. It is in the present moment. It is here. Not in the UN. Not in the 5 years plan. Not in other design town. Here. So when that happens, people are not happy. Because no commodity, no business. You can't sell it. So you have to understand it. First of all, take care about your own well-being. See mindfulness. And one day, hopefully, there may be some contagious powers within you. But at the beginning, it is not. It's take a S-shaped curve. At the beginning, very slow. And then gain a heavy development and then flat off, S-shaped curve. And that is all the economic development. This is also the same. So I wish to predict, we have done a fair amount of advancement. We have taken that high ride, and then it will flat off, and then once the flat off happen, prestige happen. And that happens, the contagious kind of mindfulness happen. Then going to spread it, good vibration. And that is even the American society understand, good vibration. And that is why they are now coming to the East and just be with the meditating people, healing. He's a cancer patient. He came yesterday, while I am heavy working, he came and tried to explain. Then I told, don't explain, be with me. I'll take care. He promised, today I will give my life to you, Bante. I told, that is the facilities I have. Just be with us. How nice, because otherwise we are behaving like we are not dying, we are not going to end our life, we have everlasting life. But he will remind us. We don't know whether we have a cancer or not. He at least knows. He knows. We don't know. It's a good mirror, good reflector. So therefore, mindfulness is giving that therapy at the beginning, in Patachara case, at the beginning therapy. And then only prevention. The Buddha never stopped at... Therapy is a marketing part. Therapy is a commodity. And when it comes to the preventative, Buddha and we are all the same. With the Buddha also have the sicknesses. Unforeseen situation, adverse situation, he shows what to do. Do nothing. Doing nothing. So it's such a golden way of teaching and exemplifying and pragmatic. I mean, no one can deny. Everywhere you can make use it. The huna chuchuchu, that means yes, yes, yes. The gecko, chuchuchuchuchu, that means gecko is still yes, yes, yes.
Swaminathan, sir. Last month I read a quote, English quote, I don't know whether it's from Greece or somewhere, that it says... when a man drowning, it is not the time him to learn how to swim. So, which means that even for someone, if he is in really tough or really hard, really dramatic situation in his life, it is not the time to make his mindset get ready for it. So I think likewise, even mindfulness also is the same. It's kind of like that, just before you get drawn in water, you have to learn how to swim before.
So the question is, when to teach mindfulness? What is the youngest age? So they arrived at age 6, because that's education start. They thought that's where the brain is completely grown up. But now it is gone beyond. It is 2 to 4. The grandparents can teach children. And going further, the pregnant woman. With the fetus. I say, when the mother is meditating, I mean mindful, the fetus can read it. If the mother is smoking, if the mother is with the tension and the frustration, the fetus can feel. And in Colombo Hospital, where the maternity ward, 2 years before, they found the fetus with drugs, fetus with alcohol, and the placenta, blood carrying. So that means due to stress and others, mothers are using the drugs or alcohol. Estate workers, Tamil, they are commonly doing, male and female, doing the illegal alcohol. And husbands are, never take care about the wives. So they have nothing to do. They go to the religious places, they think, otherwise they drink. And ultimately the placenta is affected. So when to start, when to give the this thing. So we are now preparing walking paths in the government hospitals near the maternity ward. And yesterday also I got Ampara photos. Now I went to Norelia Hospital, and top class director is really helping us. And they have some bureaucratic problems, but we have funds. We can raise funds because it is not much expensive. And they are this thing. And Upandita Saido did an experiment, and he forced some young couple, after having two children, to meditate. They were denying that. Bante, how can we do? We have a lot of work. So then he posed. The husband must be at home and the wife must come to the meditation center. Then wife must be at home with the children, go there. And after that, they never met Saido. Because he is always asking to meditate. They don't have that mentality. After 4 years, he met with four children. They told Bhante, don't ask now, because it is now four children. No, no, no. I just wanted to know, what are the two children before meditation and two children after meditation? They are looking for, face each other. They are so loyal and they are so obedient, because we are not efficient meditators, but even then, the womb, the fetus, read it. So therefore, parents can make excuses. They are very busy. But if they are doing, earlier the better. When you are sinking, there is no chance to learn swimming. That is why scouting means, be prepared. If you know that you are going to die, be prepared. If you know you are going to sick, be prepared. Otherwise, you can hide telling that the sickness is for the doctor, legal problem is for the barrister, and blah, blah, blah. Money problem is for the bank manager. I mean, they are mercenaries. They are exploiting you. If you know, you are a good bank manager, you are a good doctor, you are a good barrister, you can. We are doing all the kind of thing in Nisarnavani. Helping people in all the section, we have no qualifications. But we ask them to please come with us, and these are the facilities. Use freely. Without any hesitation, I ask the dayakas or the donors, please make things available. I don't know who is going to come here, who is going to make use of it. I am such a person. I am keep the thing open. And then I feel very healthy. Then I feel very contented. With all the kind of diseases and all the kind of equipments are here. I am not sick. I am not sick of sickness. So therefore, mindfulness is, don't wait. That is called pamada. Apamada means very diligent, very vigilant. Be prepared. Anything can happen. Because you see the climatic disasters that is happening. And then nuclear disasters and the warfares. Who the hell can predict? All the predictions are wrong. But they are still making so much of time for the economic predictions and climatic promotion predictions, and kind of people are highly dependent upon. I don't care. I don't care whether it's raining or whether it is sunny. I am ready. I am asking you also to be prepared. Anything. Be prepared for anything. And don't worry about anything goes wrong. Man, we have got the free license. Enough for the day. If you have any comments further.
I think, Sahana, so we can wind up the session.
Yes, please.
Yeah. So I invite Venerable Dhammosadha to conduct the sharing of merits.
Sahivante, for the merits we have accrued today, we would like to extend them to all beings who may be in need, all beings, big or small, far or near, seen or unseen, and all our relatives, all the devatas. May all the devas rejoice in our merits. May our parents rejoice in our merits. May all celestial beings protect the Dhamma exposition and the Buddha Sasana for a long time. May the seeds of Dhamma that we have received grow to produce path, fruition, and Nibbana. I invite everyone to join in the recitation of the traditional Pali verses for the sharing of merits.